VOA's Election Commission office as results were being announced. VOA's Jeff Custer has this update.
The Electoral Commission announced Wednesday that Zimbabwe's ruling party has won a majority of seats in parliament. The ruling ZANU-PF won 109 seats, while the main opposition MDC party had 41 in the country's 210-seat House of Assembly. Two seats were won by smaller parties, and 58 seats had yet to be declared. The commission said it would announce the results of Zimbabwe's presidential race, pitting President Emmerson Mnangagwa against opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, only after all the votes have come in from across the country. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A repatriation ceremony was held in South Korea for the remains that are presumed to be of soldiers who fought during the Korean War. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has that story.
The remains of U.S. troops were officially handed over from North Korea as part of a repatriation ceremony on Wednesday at Osan Air Base in South Korea. Vincent K. Brooks, commander of United States Forces Korea, paid tribute to the war dead at the ceremony.
For the warrior, this is a cherished duty.
The remains will be flown to Hawaii, where they will begin undergoing in-depth forensic analysis. Apart from a single military dog tag, no other information was provided by North Korea that could help U.S. forensic experts determine their individual identities. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Congo's former vice president, Jean-Pierre Bemba, returned to the country on Wednesday to register as a presidential candidate in December's long-delayed election. It comes more than a decade after his arrest in Belgium, which led to a trial at the International Criminal Court over war crimes. President Joseph Kibala was supposed to end his term in late 2016, and the opposition worries that Kabila will find a way to hold onto power. This is VOA News. In Northern California, twin fires straddling Mendocino and Lake counties have destroyed at least seven homes.